This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles lost 2 of 3 to the A's. They were off yesterday, and they start a three-game series with the red-hot Seattle Mariners, who have only lost once since the trade deadline. Tonight, game's at 6:30. BBT with Bob Haney and Jim Hunter live from Pickles at 5:30. Joining us now, Curtis, the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, another member of our BBT crew. It's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start here. We talked yesterday about Jackson Holliday, who has been scuffling for a while now. Numbers are not great. Would you consider, A, either dropping him in the lineup, or B, maybe giving him a few days off every now and then?
Well, Ken, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, I think A and B, all of the above, I'll take. It's in my opinion, it's a little late, but I really think they should do something to – you know, salvage the season for this guy. And listen, he's played his butt off. He's really made incredible gains. He's realizing that a major league season is incredibly long and hard, especially when winning is the priority. I think he's made probably more gains than anybody as far as the young players making steps forward. I just think he's learned so much about defense. And now it's just a matter of the major league repetitions. But also, dealing with the fatigue here the last month and a half of the season, I think it'd be good to give him a day off. And who cares about bumping him down? Listen, if they wanted him to be the leadoff guy for the next 4 or 5 years, whatever Manzolino piped off a few months ago, I don't know, man. A 300 on-base percentage ain't going to cut it, I don't think, at the major league level. But and plus the fact that, you know, just his batting average is down here recently too. So, yeah, why not give him a break? Let him chill a little bit. Move him down. Try somebody else. Why not? Whatever happened to Gunner in the leadoff spot?
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, it also is interesting to me, Bordy. The kid has 341 plate appearances as a leadoff guy. His second most plate appearances, 40, are in the 9-hole. Like, there's not... It's like, I just feel like their player development is always extremes. Like, of course, he's got 340 plate appearances as a leadoff guy where he's got a 290 on base. And then his second most is 40 as the number 9 guy. Like, and Bordy, like, the kid struck out 80 times as a leadoff guy to 19 walks. Like, Gunner has 103 strikeouts and 42 walks. Westy has 61 strikeouts and 12 walks. Kowser has 69 bone strikeouts and 13 walks. Heston had 45 strikeouts and 6 walks. Like, Mayo's making strides, 35 strikeouts to 13 walks. But, like, they tell me they got a hitting incubator, but I think they got a strikeout problem, and I think they got a not get on base enough problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, when all three hitting lines, is it three hitting coaches or five? Whatever. Yeah, when they're evaluated this offseason, as they've been evaluated all season long, this is like the this is really hard to watch from an offensive standpoint. And I know, you know, we've lost some of the more consistent hitters with the trade deadline. But, yeah, it's tough, man. And the adjustments just don't seem to be being made. And it's like same thing night after night and, you know, get a hit and then no hits and all that. So, yeah, all that kind of stuff has to be looked at because I still believe that when analytics came onto the scene, on-base percentage was a driving force. And I still think that that should be. I mean, either get on with a hit or work a walk, man. And, you know, that on-base percentage is so important. And, yeah, a lot of Orioles don't have quite enough of an on-base percentage right yet.
Boy, do you want to go back to Sunday, and Kay Povich made his second start coming off the IL. Felt like he really battled in Philadelphia, and a strong performance against the A's, and they, of course, got some guys in that lineup that can do some damage. What have you thought of Kay Povich since coming back?
I've really been impressed, to be honest with you. I loved his kind of, I don't know, bulldog mentality, man. He was executing some pitches, locking really good young hitters up with unexpected location and command. You know, I think, I mean, I like what I'm saying. Let's hope he can keep this up because this is the greatest opportunity for all of these guys. Once again, here we go. The Orioles are a land of opportunity. So Povich is, you know, putting his best foot forward, and I hope he can keep doing that. You know, last year at the end of the year, he was really strong, and it made everybody's eyes open up and think he was going to be a piece of this rotation. Listen, if he can continue to go out there and perform and, you know, Rodgers does well, at least they've got some optimism for pieces that might fit into the rotation next year. They still got to go out and get arms, you know, and they're keeping their fingers crossed on Bradish and Wells and the other guys that are coming back. But this is a huge step. I mean, this is a huge sign, I think, for the Orioles in the rotation, especially for Slim Povich.
We're talking with Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, I got to ask you, and you were a ball player. I don't know how much the Oakland A's in your day coming up were worried about, like, worrying about draft pick compensation and waiting to bring you up and things like that. But the Orioles seem to love doing these things, and we're seeing it right now with both Sam Basayo and Dylan Beavers. And I guess August 15th is the next possible day that those guys can come up to preserve their rookie status. Just your thoughts on these two kids and what are we waiting for? Why can't we just see these kids play?
Well, I think the Orioles are kind of obviously showing their hand. They just need to take advantage of every little inch of draft space since they can't tank anymore. So if there are opportunities to grab picks and potential hope and players, the Orioles are going to try to do that because they have to. Because they're no longer can you run out there and get that first round pick after you lose 105 games. You know, you gotta kind of be creative a little bit. So this is what they're gonna have to do. And I don't blame them right now anyway, because I think they still have to continue to build the organization and get every chance at a higher pick they possibly can.
But Bordy, you don't think when they run an outfield out there of Noda, Carlson and Jordan Adams, you don't think they're tanking? Like when we're swapping out one 4A guy in Jordan Adams to make room for Daniel Johnson, not in Norfolk, but to play in Camden Yards tonight, probably. Isn't tanking? They're not trying to finish 20 games under 500 to increase their odds of getting a top five pick. You don't think they're doing that?
I'm sure they are. Right.
Yeah.
I guess, for sure. I mean, my gosh, they're going to try and lose as much as they can to get as much as they can. Like I said, they're going to try to squeeze every inch of any opportunity that they can. Is it officially tanking? Not like it was, I guess, a few years ago. But, yeah, I mean, increasing the odds to get another higher pick for sure. Yep.
But it's fun, huh? This is great. But 7 years later, this is where we are.
That's what I was going to say. But to Jason's...
what the F is going on
here? To Jason's point, like, the fact that there aren't guys, or at least a guy, in the outfield right now, in the meantime, with upside that you could hope and dream on, like, is that an indictment on where they're at right now in year seven under Mike Elias, Bordy?
Well, if you ask me, it's an indictment on player development, because even a 20th round pick should be developed to some point,
right.
I would think.
Right.
You know, so I don't know that these guys are all getting the same opportunity. I think they're trying to create same type players that swing one way, defend one way, mm-hmm. do this and that one way, instead of working with guys with their strengths and making them as good as they possibly can be. I think they're missing some potential diamonds in the rough. And it's a little surprising that there aren't other players that are ready to be in the big leagues.
Like Judd Fabian can't catch and throw a baseball and maybe get on base tonight? I got to watch Daniel Johnson?
Hey, I hear you, man. I know. I don't understand some of this stuff either.
Like he played in the SEC, right? He's been in their minor league system for 3 years. He's not worth a look over Jordan Adams?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, there's an argument for sure. I know, man.
Like he was a second round pick, right?
Yeah. I agree. I know.
We'd rather put Jeremiah Jackson out there who's never played outfield in his life. Bordy, that's what they're doing, Bordy.
No emotion.
They had him in Norfolk playing fake games all year, never put him in the outfield. No, we're saving that for Wrigley Field in August.
Yeah.
It's fun, Bordy. It's fun.
I mean, it's tough, man. It really is, isn't it? You wonder what was being I think for me personally, all the the years of losing and stuff like that. The whole idea is, and I know we all talked about this, the sustainability of success. Mm. How are you going to create that? And that was the key. If there's that big of a breakdown, you can't just play for one title. You got to play for multiple years of contention and hope that you can, hit the jackpot in a free agency one, or the trade deadline to put you over the top. And we're so far away from that right now that we are literally rebuilding the organization with all the draft picks and the free agent signings or the trade deadline signings.
Bordy, what's going on the podcast?
Oh, baby, what a couple weeks we had. Ryan Flaherty last week was on. And, of course, Hall of Famer Adam Jones
was
on this week. So, a lot of great stuff. Of course, the Orioles Hall of Fame, pretty special with Orsolak and the boys going in. So,
Current team really showed up for the Hall of Fame Saturday.
That was a little bit of an embarrassment.
Yeah,
for sure. It's too bad. Those guys deserve to see a little bit better on the field.
Well, Bordy, when they all know that their money's going to be in another organization and not here, I mean, when most of them are into arbitration already and haven't even had meaningful negotiations with the team, maybe being an Oriole Hall of Famer wouldn't matter a whole lot to them because, they're not getting paid here anyway.
I heard they're offering, but nobody's biting right now.
Fair market value? Yeah, it's a little late. It's also a little late.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little late for Adley. It's a little late for Gunner.
Yeah. Love you, Bordy.
Gotta have the foresight. Have the foresight.
There you go.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
As always, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT coverage. We come back, Twib Notes, and the Mariners are on fire. The Yankees, they're fading. And can the Reds make the playoffs? It's Twib Notes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's next here on The Fan?
Up and down the lineup offensively today. What can you say, you know, about Julio with two homers today? Cal, the opposite field, you know, homer that he hit, you know, a ton. Julio just finding barrels. Randy getting on base. The guys, Naylor swinging it. I mean, all these guys, you know, doing what they do and, creating some traffic and taking advantage of it with the homers.
That's Mariners manager Dan Wilson. The Mariners, all they've done is win 7 in a row and 9 of 10 since the deadline.
Yeah.
They're on fire. They made money moves at the deadline, and it's coming to fruition right now. What do you think of this Mariners club?
It's an interesting group because they're led by their bats, not their arms. I mean, it's a kind of a middling rotation, like especially when those guys go on the road. The home road splits are so pronounced for their starters because Seattle is just the best pitching environment in baseball. It's not even all that particularly close. And then those guys get on the road and they struggle, and they've dealt with injuries, a lot of their starters, for the first time ever. But the lineup, like Arozarena, has had a bounce back year,
mm-hmm.
big time. Suarez isn't doing that much for him, but Naylor's on base constantly.
He's stealing bases, too.
When he's on base, he's running. He's putting pressure on the defense. So that's been a big add. Riley has not really slowed down. And Julio's a second-half player.
Yeah.
And Julio, when the weather gets muggy, man, the ball starts exploding off his bat, and he's looks like one of the better, you know, number two, number three, number one, wherever you want to hit him. Leaders. Polanco's had an interesting season for them and extends innings and extends the lineup. I think they're going to, if they get into this bullpen early, this series is going to be really lopsided. If Mean Dean better have it tonight.
I think Seattle's going to catch Houston in the West. I think they're going to take
it. I think they might, Bone. I think they might.
Only a game back now.
Let's go to the New York Yankees, shall we? They did win last night. It's been a struggle lately, but they got the dub last night, and Aaron Boone talks about the complete win.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really complete game, I thought, starting with the starting pitcher. Will doing his thing as well as he did sets you up. You get an early big swing there from Belly. And then stretching the lead a little bit when we had the opportunity. When they made it a little dicey there and got right back in it in one run game. You know, some really good at bats there to extend the lead. Was really good to see. I thought we caught the ball really well. Just a really clean game all around.
They had four homers last night. Will Warren struck out 7 and 6 2/3, got the win. Twins are scuffling, but
Twins suck.
But the Yankees, they're
not good.
They're not very good.
They're not good. And they face, I think, Joe Ryan tonight. That'll be different test. Look, Judge has not hit at all since he's come back from the IL, and I wonder if they rushed him back a little bit. They do have defensive issues. It looks like it's going to be Ben Rice behind the plate again tonight because, boy, Austin Wells is not hitting at all. But, like, Ben Rice is not a major league catcher. They know Ben Rice is not a major league catcher. So I think that's going to, against good teams with good scouting reports, if they try to catch Ben Rice in games that really matter, not against tanking teams like the Twins, but against playoff teams, I think they're going to be in a world of trouble behind the plate. Luis Hill was not good his first time out. What's that going to look like every 5 days? I don't think it's going to be great. And Devin Williams is almost unusable at this point. Like, you cannot use him in even a medium leverage spot. I don't know if he's tipping pitches, but people, that the changeup is now elevated and they know it's coming. And you know what it looks like? It looks like Morton's curveball in April. They're waiting on it. Give me the moneymaker. I'm waiting on your moneymaker. I'm going to hit it 420 the other way. When Taylor Trammell is taking Devin Williams deep to win ball games in the Bronx?
That's a problem.
Bro. So, and obviously Boone's nipples in the ringer right now. And I don't know that he's used to that. And I don't think it's going to bring out the best in him. So I still don't buy the Yankees. And like, I do believe a world exists that the Yankees don't make the playoffs.
I think there absolutely is a world. Guys, since June 1st, the Yankees are 6 games below 500. This isn't a blip. They've been a bad baseball team for months now.
So there's a world where the Yankees might not make the playoffs. Is there a world where the Reds might make the playoffs? They had a 1-0 lead late against the Phillies.
They kept
Andrew Abbott in, and the Phillies got 4 in the 8th. Terry Francona talks about keeping Abbott in the game.
Hindsight's always 20/20. Did you have any thoughts of not giving him the 8th or having someone warming up to start that inning?
No, we got Tony up, but no, I thought, he struck out first two hitters. That's like, didn't look like he was out of gas.
He was masterful.
Yeah.
And if you watched Wanna Bet, you would have been on Andrew Abbott, who came into that game with a 0.98 ERA at home in the first three innings of games. No, sorry, 0.82. And that was before he dominated the first three innings last night. So, like, Andrew Abbott at home, we were on the Reds plus 120 to win the first three innings. We were also in the Super Discord on the Reds first five money line.
Where can you cast find one
both those? You can find it on my Twitter at Jason Lockenfor.
Nice.
Look, I, the Reds are an interesting team. They got Hunter Green back. The Chase Burns kid, I think, is more good than bad. Like, the rotation, especially when Lodolo's locked in, they got two righties, two lefties. Like, it's an interesting mix. And even Anderson is okay sometimes. Sir Martinez, I mean.
Yeah, so, like, Nick Martinez, yeah.
I don't know. The bullpen is okay. They struggle to – they're kind of like the Guardians. They struggle to string runs together. They're on the periphery of the wild card. Like, I think that loss last night is going to be one that might send them back a little bit because the Phillies did nothing for the better part of 8 innings.
And
but the Guardians couldn't score either.
Yeah.
The Reds were like the Guardians.
Yeah. But the other layer to this, though, Jason, we were just talking about how awful the Yankees have been. The Mets have lost 7 straight. They've lost 11 of 12. They've been a complete tailspin. And, of course, they're clinging to that final wild card spot just 2 games up over the Reds.
New York baseball bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is NFL-style parity. That's what we have in MLB. Yep. They're letting everybody into the dance, and some super flawed teams are going to make the playoffs. And despite all that, the Orioles still haven't been relevant since May.
Speaking of the Orioles, the lineup's out. Would you like to hear it?
Sure. Is Mayo at first?
Yeah, we're going to find out. Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Jordan Westbrook's at third, batting second. Gunnar Henderson, he's the shortstop, batting third. Adley Rutschman, catcher, batting fourth. Ryan Mountcastle batting fifth at DH. Kobe Mayo's your first baseman, batting sixth. Ryan Noda in right field, batting seventh. Daniel Carlson in left field, batting eighth. And Greg Allen's in center field, batting ninth.
They're going to make this kid hit leadoff all year, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
Fools. You're fools.
Probably. Coming up next, Ravens coordinators spoke today. You're going to hear from them what they have to say. You'll find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Here on The Fan.
Man, he played his butt off, man. He did a great job. I think the thing he'll tell you is that he's just scratching the surface. Like, he could have played a lot better, but he played real good, which is a testament to his mindset and how he approaches things. But I think he displayed everything that you needed to see from a premier edge player in this league. I mean, he was physical against the run. He showed the ability to get off the ball and affect the quarterback. He showed he can beat you with speed, can beat you with power, and he can counter at the level. So it was a great start for him. Look forward to seeing him out there again Saturday.
That's Zach Orr talking about his rookie pass rusher, Mike Green, and he, like us, was impressed with him against the Colts.
Dak Prescott, beware.
Yeah, he's going to be
maybe playing. They'll go with whoever their backup is now that Cooper Rush left.
It's not Cooper Rush or Trey Lance. They're like, yeah, who
nope,
is it?
They're gone.
Yeah.
Trey Lance looking pretty interesting with Harbs and Giro, by the way. Yeah, look, I was super impressed with what this kid did, and I think it went beyond the stat sheet. I think he was the guy who they were worried about up front and was creating a lot of things that you know, opportunities for other people to clean up.
Shame on us, Joe Milton is the backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Joe Milton, right, who they acquired, who's played well.
Yes.
Who's played well. I expect Mike Green to hear, I expect us to hear his name called a few times.
Yeah, he had 14 pass rush plays, and he had a 50% win rate. So that'll play, and it's a preseason
game. Cowboys dealing with some injuries to their offensive line, sure. So he may get a little opportunity to feast here.
He only finished with two tackles, no quarterback hits, sacks, but his presence was definitely felt in his preseason debut.
We mentioned earlier Ray Lewis was at practice. Zach Orr was asked if he was able to learn from Ray Lewis when he played for the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Like, when I first got here, he was still on the cut-ups, and why wouldn't you listen to people who've done it before you, right? And then not only that, has he done it before you, he did it at the highest level for so long. I mean, to play linebacker for 16, 17 years, to be a Hall of Famer, to win Defensive Player of the Year as an inside linebacker is a tough thing to do, and he did it, man. But I mean, I remember my first time getting a chance to meet him, I was just like in shock, man. Like, the guy who I looked up to, who definitely the best linebacker ever played a game, now I'm at where he was at, so it was just a real moment.
Zach Orr, and people may forget, but as a player, he's a guy that went from nowhere to being all pro and was probably going to get a big extension until a physical revealed that he had a condition that led him to retire.
Yeah. Look, Ray Lewis is obviously a singular figure in the history of this franchise. His, the afterglow of his career will continue to be something that guys gravitate towards. He's obviously got an open invitation to come out and do the squirrel dance before games,
yes,
to talk to them in the locker room, to whenever his travels bring him back to this area, to reconnect with the only franchise he ever played for. The guys who were around those iterations of this defense, the peak Ed Reed, Ray Lewis defenses, they carry that with them. And Or it's great to have someone on the staff who's that young, who's in such a position of prominence, on the staff, who literally played the game with those guys. That's a feather in the Ravens' cap.
Ray Lewis is the gold standard when you think of the inside linebacker position, the history of the NFL. He's got a statue. When you think of the Ravens, you think of Ray Lewis. So you would think and hope that those young players would gravitate towards him. When he had a long speech after practice today, as you can imagine, Ray Lewis, not one for short speeches. It was a long speech after practice.
He likes to talk.
I heard Tom Davis had a long one.
Yeah, I did hear that as well.
I don't think Tom Tales is cool because Cakes even alluded to it on the broadcast.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like I heard it was pretty long.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
I love Tom.
Hey, it was me
his,
too.
It was his moment.
Me too.
Tom Davis.
He took advantage of his moment.
Hey, wasn't my time.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach Orr.
Go for it.
Yeah.
47, exactly. 48 minutes.
Yeah. Hey.
Endurance, baby.
There's no clock. Zach Orr talking about his young pass rushers, Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo.
Man, they've grown in all phases. I think the first thing is health. Both of those guys are real talented players, man, and we knew that. It's a reason why they're on our team. But, the injury bug kind of got them, and it slowed their development process down. Now they've been healthy, man, this whole offseason program, and it's done wonders for them. They've continued to get better and better and better, and both of them played well in that game. And, we're really pleased with where they're at. So now it's just continue to stay healthy and continue to build and maximize their talent, because I don't think that we've seen the best of either one of those guys yet. So that's what we're constantly pushing, constantly prying those guys and about, man, is getting the most out of them.
So let's get to the good news part of this first. They are both healthy, and both of them have dealt with health issues. Adisa Isaac was basically hurt all last year. David Ajabo, we have given you the account of the stuff he's dealt with since basically his pro day at Michigan. They're both healthy. Have you seen anything different from them, though, as football players?
Look, I mean, I saw Thursday night, and that's it. For Ajabo, the best better be yet to come. I mean, if not, you're talking about a sunk cost.
Yeah.
He will be showcased Saturday night. Whether that's showcased for a future here or showcased for a trade somewhere else, I don't know. But they're going to have to put people in bubble wrap out of that, DE/OLB unit, because Mike Green's going to need his run and Ajabo's going to get a run. Like, if you told me Ajabo played this whole game, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
He played a lot last week. But so I mean, I would expect.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you told me he's out there in the fourth quarter, I'd be like, okay, why not?
Well, heck, we even saw last week where you knew that Owe and Van Noy were going to be in bubble wrap, but Tavius Robinson being a bubble wrap guy in year three, so that gives more and more reps. But I'm with you, Jason. I think in the end, it'll probably end up being showcasing for elsewhere.
Let's hear one more from Zach Orr before we step out. Cut 18, because Jason, you mentioned earlier, double slot. Zach Orr talked about how interchangeable the Ravens can be in slot coverage.
Yeah, it could be interchangeable, man, just based off of a scheme that you're playing and based off of personnel that you're playing. Like, you might like a different guy in the slot this week opposed to a different week because what they're doing, whether it's in the run game or in the pass game, they're putting a specific player in that position. So I think it's good, man. The slot corner position is not an easy position to play. You're a corner, you're a safety, you're a linebacker, inside and outside linebacker all in one. So it's a lot that goes into it. So you have to know the whole defense in and out to play that position. So I think it's a credit to the football IQ that our guys got, that they can go in there and play, and then a credit to the coaches for getting those guys prepared. So you never know in a game how you might have to shuffle guys around based off of injuries or based off of performance. So I think it's good that we can have multiple guys who can go fill that spot in a pinch.
So they obviously have a bunch of guys that can fill a bunch of roles, but we do have some breaking news, Bone, according for the Orioles.
WJZ tweeting this out. Interim manager Tony Mansellino announces that both Zach Eflin and Felix Bautista are done for the year. Eflin will have a procedure next week, and he says Bautista has a, quote, significant shoulder injury. significant shoulder. Yeah,
they both needed to be sold on when you fired your manager. You needed to start pushing them and to sell then, like a real organization would have. If you truly were introspective, if you truly had learned from all of your vast failings at the major league level, and if you did indeed grasp the gravity of the task at hand, and you knew that those two were ticking time bombs, and I told you when the Rays traded him here, I bet you Eflin's a ticking time bomb. Those guys are pretty smart about what they're doing. Shame on Mike Elias again.
Orioles and Mariners start a three-game series tonight, 6:30, 5:30. Baltimore Baseball Tonight. It's Bobster and Jim Hunter live from Pickles. We got Cynthia Freeland joining the show at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, you heard Zach Orr talk about multiplicity, interchangeability in the secondary slot corners. Well, how deep is this Ravens secondary? They've been beset a little bit by injuries, but are they still a deep secondary? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan. Ravens had a mental practice. Bone was out there. That's why they did the mental work, because, of course, he's a genius. So there wasn't much going on. Kyle Hamilton back on the field. They were at the pool a little later.
Bone didn't even need his marble notebook, his marble composition book.
I brought it.
But you didn't need it. You said you left it in the car.
Well, no, I had it with me.
Yeah.
And I had notes for the pressers. Dude, there was nothing to glean from that practice. I understand.
Not even any big looper? No big looper action?
No, there was nothing. Like, it was just all half speed drills.
Oh.
The entire time.
So they got
can't
some,
win them all, Bob.
Yeah, they got some bad news.
It's still fun.
Yeah, they got some bad news. They're 2 6-round picks, Kone and Longerbeam, both done for the year. I don't know how much of an impact those two guys are going to make. Kone, I would say they liked more than Longerbeam. That said, they still seem to be incredibly deep in the secondary, do they not?
It's the strength of the defense. It needs to be the strength of the defense. I'm just going to say I do get worried about Kyle Hamilton. I feel like he's always on the razor's edge of, like, was that a stinger or was that his spine or was that his neck? Or, like, I do worry about him going back into that role where he's going to be within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage much more than he was the second half of last year. Like, even whatever's going on with him now, and I guess it's a nothing burger, but, like, I do have concerns about that because he is an irreplaceable player. But Malachi Starks is going to hit the ground running, and I think Nate Wiggins is going to be a better football player than last year, and that's not to say he wasn't a good football player last year, but I think he could be more impactful. Between Alexander and Awuzie, they've got great depth. And I think, as we were just listening to Zach Orr, that the interchangeability in the slot, and I think they're going to score 38 points a game. So other teams are going to have to chase points against them.
Yeah.
And so other teams are going to spread it out and be chucking the ball around. And I think you're going to have opportunities to have Hamilton in the slot on one side of the field, and you're going to have Marlin on the other. And I think going to be able to do some pretty interesting cute stuff with double slot blitzes and who's coming and who's not. And, like, I wonder how many sacks and pressures they get out of their DBs this year. I bet the number's pretty high. I bet it's a significant number. And like, if you told me two DBs have 5 sacks or more, I wouldn't flinch.
Yeah, Zach Orr can have a lot of fun with this group because it is so talented. It's so deep. And for the most part, it's really, really young, and a lot of different combinations that they could do playing guys inside, and also bringing up the fact that in some packages, when they're out of their base, who's going to be alongside Roquan Smith? That could be one of those DBs as well. I mean, the biggest concern for me with this secondary is it's not necessarily Kyle Hamilton's health, but he's the guy they can most ill afford to lose for sure. I'm looking more at the Jair Alexanders, the Chidobe Awuzies, because they have that injury history of missing a ton of games over the last couple of years. Where Hamilton, does it seem like he's always beat up? Yes, but he has only missed
Scumby.
He has only missed 3 games in his career.
I want to go back to something you just said, and that is the second linebacker on the field. The depth of the secondary, Jason, how often are we going to see the second inside linebacker on this football field?
Well, if they're playing with a lead, I mean, I don't know a ton. Like, nickel is base, and dime might be more base than base. it's going to be dictated by what the other team thinks it can do on them. Nobody thinks they can run on them. And I don't know that that's going to be where it's at, because I just don't think game flow is going to allow teams to do that. Like, would people like to do what Buffalo did to them in the snow in the playoffs last year in Buffalo? I mean, they would. And I think they'll try, but I also, you know, if Lamar's throwing for 40 touchdowns and Derrick Henry's running for 16, good luck wanting to play ball control, you know, against Baltimore. So I think all these things are interconnected. And then if you're telling me the special teams are actually going to be a little better too, I think this defense is going to have a chance to tee off on people.
Ravens back on the practice field tomorrow. They play the Cowboys week two of the preseason on Friday in Dallas. But coming up next here on the program, let's talk some Ravens. Let's talk some NFL football. Our friend IA Hall of Famer Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.